Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Is getting fit part of the plan for 2023? You're probably not alone if it is. Pure Gym, the business, though, catering to that fitness, planning to double the number of its low-cost gyms to 1,000 clubs by 2030 from 535 currently. And I'm pleased to say that joining us this morning is Humphrey Kobold, who's the CEO of Pure Gym. It's the largest gym operator here in the UK, 1.3 million UK-based members, but they have gyms in lots of other countries and they have expansion plans. Humphrey, good morning. Welcome to the programme.
Yeah, good morning, Caroline. Happy New Year.
Oh, thanks so much. Pure Gym's looking to be, as I said, this kind of mega player in the gym space globally. What are the advantages of scale, do you think, in this kind of low-cost gym business?
Well, there are a number of key advantages. You know, within a market, you build a stronger brand, you have the economics to do that, and that leads to greater recall, and therefore people are more likely to see you out. Looking across markets as you build scale, all the normal scale advantages come to play. You've got more scale across which to amortize technology and fixed cost investment. And crucially, as a larger player, you have access to capital and finance markets that are typically harder to reach for smaller players. So there are a number of specific parts that come from that. And then, of course, you've got the scale advantages of procurement and buying equipment at better prices, negotiating better rates with contractors and supply of product as you're rolling out sites and refurbishing existing sites. So all the normal advantages of scale play for us in this sort of perspective.
And Humphrey, to the here and now, the economic squeeze, the biggest market for you, the UK, of course, the economic squeeze on households, on individuals across the country, and you combine that with the impact in terms of energy costs for the operation that you run. How do you maintain margins within that environment? Do you see a hit to revenues this year?
Well, look, Tom, I mean, it's a very tough business environment for anybody seeking to serve the British consumer generally, and actually consumers, you know, across Europe. But look, we'll work very hard on that. We're doing our best to, you know, keep prices at an attractive level. Indeed, we've introduced new saver products, off-peak membership into all our facilities in the UK to encourage people to come back into the gym. Of course, we're capturing a little bit of revenue in price increases in places as well where demand is strong. So we're managing the revenue line as actively as we possibly can and hopefully serving people very well in doing that. Mm. And of course, we're zeroing in on cost as well. And we've got a lot of work going on currently to reduce our energy usage. That's the single biggest inflation factor that's impacting us. And you don't need me to tell you just the level at which that's impacting people. We've got lots of work to do in arena over the year ahead. But it's hard out there. Consumers are under a lot of pressure. Look at all the factors that are affecting them. We saw this morning in the news that, you know, food prices were up 13.3% in December alone, year on year. That's going to put a squeeze on budgets. And as a value operator offering great value, we hope that we can still serve people who need to look after their health and well-being.
Yeah, you've talked though also about how, you know, you need more clarity and support from the government in terms of the business energy support package. But the government's rethinking that. What do you want from Sunak now?
Well, I think that number one, we'd like some clarity as soon as possible. I have some sympathy with the government in that regard. They'll be watching the energy markets very carefully to see what sort of support is necessary. So I do understand the position that they're in, but we'd like clarity. We'd like some continuity of support. We believe that our sector is more than worthy of support from the government. We're impacted by a number of our colleagues in the industry that run swimming pools, that run Turkish bars, that run saunas, run a broader range of facilities. We don't offer those facilities, are particularly impacted by high energy costs. And a number of those are going to really struggle unless the government provides further support and a capping on prices to allow a transition. Because it takes time for businesses to alter the way they work, to allow some transition so that people don't get into financial trouble along the way.
And what is all of that doing to your debt profile at the business as you look to that expansion as well? We're looking, of course, at a rate or an environment of higher interest rates. Are you going to be tapping the debt markets this year, or is it unsustainable with rates as where they are?
Well, where we are at the current is we have reasonable maturity on our existing bond finance. We're financed through the bond markets, as you'll probably know. And we've got over 2 years until the maturity of those come up. But of course, that means we've got to watch very carefully what's happening in the financing markets and think very carefully how we're going to refinance that debt in the future and what mix of debt and equity and other forms of finance that we'll need to do that. But thankfully, in where we stand at the moment is we've got a little bit of time to be able to watch and wait and to see what happens. And we'll certainly be putting a lot of effort on that as a team. I was actually talking to my CFO this morning about that in terms of how we watch what happens. But that's a very important dynamic for us.
I suppose, is that why your expansion plans involve basically franchise gyms in places like Dubai and Egypt?
Well, one of the attractive points about franchising, absolutely, is that effectively we use somebody else's capital to expand the business. Of course, we get much lower immediate EBITDA and cash flow from those franchise sites because we clip the ticket on the revenue as it goes through effectively. But we're not having to deploy large amounts of capital. And certainly we see in the Middle East and across Asia, in fact, lots of opportunity for good quality, budget fitness, high quality facilities at a reasonable price to expand. Interestingly, there are 3 or 4 billion people in the world who have no access to products that in the UK and Europe and North America have become commonplace, the sort of product and service that we provide. And we think that's a great opportunity. And franchising, as you rightly say, is an attractive way of penetrating that. And that's why we're building relationships with one partner in the Middle East. And we're looking for further partners beyond that at the current time.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.